Chapter 5. God's Blessing Will Overcome Difficulties. In visions of the night, I was shown the difficulties that must be met in the work of warning the people in the cities. But in spite of difficulties and discouragement, efforts should be made to preach the truth to all classes. As I consider the conditions in the cities that are so manifestly under the power of Satan, I ask myself the question, what will be the end of these things? The wickedness in many cities is increasing. Crime and iniquity are at work on every hand. New species of idolatry are continually being introduced into society. In every nation, the minds of men are turning to the invention of some new thing. Rashness of deed and confusion of mind are everywhere increasing. Surely the cities of the earth are becoming like Sodom and Gomorrah. As a people, we need to hasten the work in the cities, which has been hindered for lack of workers and means, and a spirit of consecration. At this time, the people of God need to turn their hearts fully to Him, for the end of all things is at hand. They need to humble their minds and to be attentive to the will of the Lord, working with earnest desire to do that which God has shown must be done to warn the cities of their impending doom. The Lord desires His people to arise and do their appointed work. The responsibility of warning the world rests not upon the ministry alone. The lay members of the church are to share in the work of soul saving. By means of missionary visits and by a wise distribution of our literature, many who have never been warned may be reached. Let companies be organized to search for souls. Let the church members visit their neighbors and open to them the scriptures. Some may be set to work in the hedges, and thus, by wise planning, the truth may be preached in all districts. With perseverance in this work, increasing aptitude for it will come, and many will see fruit of their labors in the salvation of souls. These converted ones will, in turn, teach others. Thus, the seed will be sown in many places, and the truth be proclaimed to all.